Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. A lot been going on in Harrisburg this week. We'll start off with a press conference, which you took part in, which dealt with the Ambulance Association and supporting EMS, and our emergency services personnel are top priority. What did you have to say?
Well, I had the opportunity to participate in a press conference hosted by the Ambulance Association of Pennsylvania this week at the state capitol. Really a call to action to focus on saving our ambulance services across the state. You know, we've been working on this for quite some time. We've passed a number of pieces of legislation. We've actually made great progress on the reimbursement side of things for our EMS services. The problem is that the ball keeps moving and the challenges keep coming, and we have much more work to do. So in my comments at the press conference, I really called for action in a number of ways to assist our EMS providers across the state. I currently wear two hats, both as a state legislator, but also as an EMS provider myself. I'm proud to be a volunteer EMT and life member of the Port Area Ambulance Service in Port Allegheny, McKean County, and had the opportunity to talk a little bit about our service and really the struggle of rural EMS services. So the Ambulance Association, as I said, sponsored this press conference. They brought EMS providers from all over the state to talk about the crisis situation that we're in, and then to talk about solutions that can help solve this crisis. And a lot of that revolves around proper reimbursement for service provided, which has been a long challenge for EMS services. EMS is unique in that they're really the only healthcare provider that's required to respond when someone needs assistance. They go no matter what without consideration of whether they're going to be paid or reimbursed for the service. So EMS services are unique. They deserve to be properly reimbursed for the service provided. It also highlighted the need to properly reimburse these services for calls that they go on when care is provided, but the person is not necessarily transported to a hospital. There's still a cost for those services. And I have legislation that would require Medicaid to properly reimburse for those services. In addition, we highlighted the need for financial support from local governments. There's a state law that requires local governments to make sure that these services are provided in the community. But as was stated at the press conference this week, only 28% of local municipalities across the state actually provide financial assistance. That financial assistance is critical. One of the things that we talk about is the cost of readiness. The cost of readiness is the cost to have a unit available with personnel and equipment. And some days no calls come in and there's still a cost to that. So that financial support from municipalities really goes a long way toward helping with the cost of readiness. And also the need to elevate our voices. And this is something that I spoke about at the press conference. Currently, emergency medical services is led by the Bureau of Emergency Medical Services within the Department of Health. And essentially, the Bureau is buried five layers deep inside the Department of Health. We need to elevate our voices. I'm sponsoring legislation to create an independent office of EMS commissioner that would sit at the cabinet level with the governor and provide input to the governor. And I think that this would essentially make sure that, at least at the administrative level, that there's a stronger voice advocating for EMS. So all of these things together were highlighted at this press conference, and it's obvious that we have much more work to do to save these services.
And Representative, we have an election upcoming, municipal election. What do the people need to know?
Well, this Tuesday, May 20th, is primary election day. Voters will have the opportunity to choose their party's candidates for vacancies on the Commonwealth and Superior Courts, as well as a variety of municipal positions. Voters who have chosen mail-in or civilian absentee ballots must have those ballots returned to their county board of elections no later than 8 p.m. on election day. And as a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.